Well, Hurricanes Harvey and Irma left many communities in Texas and Florida with damaged water and sewage systems and without drinking water and flushable toilets, a sober reminder of the fragility of our infrastructure system. The Trump administration is proposing to invest some $200 billion to upgrade infrastructure, but some critics say the plan does little to address access to safe drinking water in rural communities. Elizabeth Jenkins of Alaska's Energy Desk visited the village of Angoon on Admiralty Island, whose public water system relies on a beaver dam.
Getting to the village of Angoon isn't easy. It's hours away from Alaska's capital city by ferry, or you can take a float plane. And with a population of about 400, there are more brown bears on the island than people. This tight-knit community has to be self-sufficient, and that includes monitoring what comes out of the tap.
This here is where the water comes up from the lake, and it goes up this way to the Green Pine.
Paul Thomas shows me around Angoon's water treatment facility, a small rectangular building at the end of a dirt road. Metal pipes snake along the walls. Thomas is an operator here, and his favorite part of the job is removing the crud from the filters.
Getting these cleaned out so that I'm not getting my town sick is just doing this job, I guess, is kind of fulfilling.
Thomas says before he got this job, he didn't pay much attention to where Angoon's water came from. He used to keep a water filtration pitcher in his fridge, but not anymore.
A lot of people here, I see when I go to the store, they're buying water bottles still. So I just tell them, well, hey, I drink it right out of the faucet. It's good. I make the best water in town.
But the best water in town comes at a price. One that Albert Kukesh III, the city clerk, says is growing. We take a walk to Oktaw Lake, Angoon's water source. It's a deep green color and flanked by trees. The thing that's not visible is the natural dam holding it all in, a beaver dam.
You know, it's kind of funny and it's kind of cute in its own way.
But Kukesh says the work that goes into keeping the system running is serious. The water is pumped up from the lake using electricity, which can be expensive since the city runs on diesel. In the winter, the level of the lake can fluctuate, sometimes dramatically, depending on the amount of snow. And there are problems to having a dam created by tiny paws.
So theoretically, if that dam did break, what would happen?
The water level would drop drastically. I don't know if it would all go, but I know that it would drop. That's the million-dollar question.
Kukesh says there are some upgrades that could make Angoon's water system more reliable and affordable, like replacing the beaver dam with actual levees. There's also interest in getting solar panels for the treatment facility, but there's just not the money for improvements. Angoon uses a combination of city taxes and a yearly appropriation from the state to pay for water treatment, but it's still difficult for the city to break even. Unemployment is high here, and about 40% of the community can't afford to pay their monthly water bill.
We at the city know that because, you know, we're in the same boat as them.
And when someone can't pay that $50, the city winds up eating the cost. Kukesh says he's not sure how much longer that can continue. If nothing changes in 2 or 3 years, Angoon might have to limit around-the-clock running water for everyone.
And, you know, that's something that, you know, we don't want to do in Angoon, but it's something that you know, we might have to do. Not something fun to think about, especially for somebody that grew up with water and flushing toilets. You know, you want to make sure that option's always there.
There's a very large need for upgrading some of the older systems around the state, just like Angoon.
That's Bill Griffith, who oversees the Village Safe Water Program at Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation. About 190 small communities can't afford to fix their systems without some kind of help. Griffith says his agency has identified $1.7 billion of water and sewer projects in Alaska that need to be addressed. But every year, it only receives about $60 million in state and federal funding.
It's really just kind of a Band-Aid at this point.
President Trump's budget for next fiscal year proposes zeroing out some of the grant funding for repairing Alaska's outdated systems. And the state itself is having a budget crisis, so it's unlikely to increase any funding. For now, Griffith says Angoon's best bet is to try to upkeep its existing water system. Unlike some other places in Alaska, Angoon actually has running water. That's not the case for about 30 Alaska rural communities. Albert Kukesh III says, at least in the meantime, nature is providing.
You know, the beavers are still there, you know, doing their thing, but it's something that the beavers created and we've definitely taken advantage of.
And Kukesh jokes that beaver hunters aren't welcome in town. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.